Hello, I'm Irving Chernoff, and this is the Invisible Chess Podcast.
Welcome back, Blindfold Easters, and okay, here we are at the end of this road. This is the ninth and final episode on Bishop and Knight against King, and it's the third and final position that we absolutely 100% positively have to remember to be able to make this method work. And there's another clue here today. In the first two positions we had to remember, all of the white pieces were on the same colour square. So if you have a dark colour bishop, for those two key positions, the king and the knight are also going to be on dark squares, and you're aiming to push the black king to a dark corner so you can mate it. In this position, the black king is in the wrong corner, it's in a light square. White's still got a dark square bishop, of course, but the two white pieces are on light squares. It's white to play a mate in 19, which is a very long sequence. But remember, actually, we're four moves away from last week's position, and then only another three moves to get to the transition position, which is the second of the absolute necessities to remember. From there, we're only three moves away from Pandolfini's lock, which is a mate in 9. And from there, five more moves to get to the core positions, mate in 4 and onwards, using our base knowledge that we picked up in the first 5 weeks of this series. Just think, this is fantastic how Pandolfini teaches this. Instead of starting in today's position, which is what a lot of books do, he works backwards from the end. And that is so much more useful to most amateur chess players, I think. Anyway, let's get to it. Here it is. If you stuck with me for the whole of this series, one more big push and you're done, and you can pat yourself on the back and maybe have a nice cup of tea to celebrate. Okay, here we go. White has king on c6, a knight on d5, and a bishop on e3. Black has a king on a8. It's white to play a mate in 19. And before we even start this position, make sure you have absolutely 100% positively in your head key positions 1 and key position 2, so you know what you're heading for. You need those solid stepping stones. And when you've got those clear, have a think about king c6, knight d5, bishop e3 for white, king a8 for black. It's white to play mate in 19. If this takes a while, Blindfold Easters, do not worry. Keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing. Carry it around with you for as long as you need. One day you'll get there. You know how to mate with bishop and knight against king. Hope you have fun with it, Blindfold Easters, and I hope you've had fun with this whole series. And until next time, happy chessing.
Thank you, Blindfold Easters. Good night.